Fred Film Radio, Berlin International Film Festival, Germany.
So, this is Fred FM. I'm Niklas from the 17th Berlinale 2020 in Berlin at the Berlinale Talents. And I'm sitting here with four fascinating filmmakers. Maybe you can introduce yourself.
Hello, I'm Bernie Goldblatt. I'm a filmmaker, a producer and director, and I'm also leading the struggle to refurbish the Sine Gimbi in Bobo-Dioulasso in Burkina Faso, West Africa.
Hi, I'm Bethena Kazem. I'm the founder and managing director of Cinema Akil, an independent art house cinema based in Dubai, United Arab Emirates.
Hi, I'm Catalina Marin. I'm a film editor and the founder and executive director of CCC, Center of Cinema and Creation, a neighborhood cinema and cultural center in Santiago de Chile.
I'm Alejandro Pinedo. I'm a film and TV producer and recently a producer for CCC.
Okay, so this talk today will be about running cinema theaters in different countries and places where it's not that easy to run cinema theaters. You had two talks already today about this topic, right? One for the public and one for the Berlinale Talents, as far as I know.
I think first of all was to share experience with the talents. We have all our singular experiences somewhere in the world, but we all share the common dream of creating new spaces, and we are all private, and I mean, we don't represent any institution or country. We have private initiatives, and that is why I think it can also help some other talents in the audience who want to also start doing something in their own community to share and to learn of our own experience. I think this was the first thing, the first goal, and then also for us to better know each other. And this was the second talk, which was more informal and more, how do you say, brainstorming about how a better network between all of us could do our better. I don't know.
So the frame of the Berlinale Talents was very productive to this topic, right? Is it?
I think that one thing that I get for these two panels or meetings is that feedback is like essential. It's like feedback, like the feedback of collaborating, like hearing your experience. And I forgot what I was going to say next. I'm sorry.
I mean, the one thing that, you know, is very apparent, whether it's the public talk, whether it's, you know, our side conversations, whether it's this talents conversation, is that there are very similar common sort of threads around the importance of setting up, you know, spaces like ours and the thinking process that we're all engaged in as people that are not inheriting, you know, existing institutional spaces, are kind of creating them, that are faced with certain, you know, whether it's, you know, challenges of the ecosystem, challenges of the market, challenges of the industry, but also of the larger sort of technological kind of challenges that we're all, you know, in response to or in interaction with. And the specificity of this particular conversation that we had today was the commonalities that exist in the sort of in certain experiences around across what is known as what can be thought of as, you know, as either post-colonial sort of context or the global south context, and how do these different spaces operate and what are the shared commonalities that can be shared and that can be transferred and knowledge transfer across the different spaces in the way that we are thinking about our respective spaces as different as they might be.
I recall, as you were saying, like the social component of what we're doing, you cannot take it apart. It's not just a cinema. Like for us to survive, even in the case of Bernie, that it was a theater that he's recovering, like, still it's different. It's still he has to work with the community or you are not going to exist.
You're all from countries from the global south, right? Maybe what did you learn today about the differences between your countries and the others? You come from United Arab Emirates, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think the contexts are different, the political organization is different, the structures are different, but I think, you know, the idea of, you know, not nascent environments in terms of, you know, whether it's funding opportunities, whether it's an ecosystem that exists to support this kind of work, whether it's, you know, access to, you know, certain kinds of, you know, platforms or markets or festivals, and, you know, being at the forefront of that conversation is something that I think we all share in different capacities, you know, and we tackle them, you know, in similar ways. We sometimes tackle them in creative ways that we can learn from each other that don't necessarily, you know, that are not necessarily at top of mind, you know, of similar spaces. Like we're in Berlin right now, you know, and we compare ourselves as being, you know, very different, you know, in different worlds, you know, different types of access to opportunity, different talent pools, different types of political climates that you're constantly navigating. And I think that's something that, and the kinds of questions that we're, you know, that we're posing, the kinds of, you know, thematics that we're trying to explore, the kind of dynamics that the audiences that we speak to, you know, are very, very specific, you know, and very, you know, very rooted in the current context that we operate. And I think that's very different than, you know, having a conversation on a, you know, on a sort of a the Northern Hemisphere sort of, you know, space of having conversations with different art houses. You know, it's more operational, it's more, you know, it's more institutional, it's, you know, on that level. And I think a lot of it is about building from the ground up, and how do you organize, how do you build community, how do you use, you know, technologies, how do you raise funds? All of these things are questions that we're doing, I think, you know, for the first time in many ways in a lot of our different spaces.
But I think that's something that we have in common, is that the cinema world, and it's mainly Hollywood, and we are living in a neoliberalism world, but our responses are different. Like, not only the cinema are for the neighborhood and the local community, but also, as you show in your presentation, how cinema is representing that local community to show films that are actually important for that community or are made by them, for example, and not the cliche of that community.
I think that we may come from very different contexts with some similarities, but I think I wouldn't be wrong to say that we share a mission and a vision that it's to build spaces that create culture locally, living culture that it's not brought from the same place, not brought from Europe or from the United States. So I think that's something we share, an alternative way of creating and building culture and society.
Very important, I think, the independency that we want to struggle for in the way we make our films, but also in the way we see our spaces, because we don't depend, I mean, on we don't represent we represent our own initiative, which resembles, I think, a lot at the end.
I actually want to say something about what was just said about, you know, the sort of representation, because, you know, typically the sort of the conversation is always around, you know, how you're representing a particular region or a particular experience to the rest of the world, and there's always the lens of the other that you're kind of confronting and presenting ways of understanding particular regions, whereas in our case we're presenting ourselves to ourselves, you know, and actually asking questions about what that self is and what our similar selves that are, you know, existent in other markets. You know, what are the things that we can learn from in our, what we can present to our audiences to also see themselves, you know, represented on the screen in their context and take ownership of their own cinema, but also cinemas that speak to a common, you know, framework or a common experience that could be in other completely different markets that are, you know, not necessarily governed by what they typically have, you know, access to.
So you're talking about national and post-colonized identities that you want to transport also with your cinema project.
Exactly.
I think it was a good final point, and I thank you so much for the interview. This was Niklas from the Berlinale Talents, from the 70th Berlinale in Berlin 2020. Thank you. You listened to Fred FM, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.